My name is Kirsten Reichel, and I'm a 4th District St. Louis County Commissioner candidate.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think you'd be a good commissioner for the 4th District?
I've represented Greenwood Township and the Cook City area for a total of about over 15 years. I guess my record of re-election and good support from the communities that I'm a member of kind of give me the thought that I'm someone that's well thought of as an elected official. I guess my communication skills are such that I talk well with people. I try to answer questions and get back to people when I can. And I believe that I work well with the decision-making process that works towards local government. I don't just jump to a conclusion as far as making a decision. I try to spend the time to think about it a little bit. I don't ever want to feel pushed into a decision. If I need to have some more time to research it, then I'll request that time or take that time. I am fully supportive of anything that is progressive for small towns to keep viable. You know, hospitals, small businesses, schools, the things that attract people living in our communities, I think are very important to keep viable.
Do you think you have any weaknesses that might challenge you in this job? Or something that you know that you need to work on for this job?
I think that with any new position, you're entering a new world of decision making that you've never been in before. Have been attending county board meetings over the last year just to get an idea how the board actually functions as far as, you know, its day-to-day process. So that's something that I've become more accustomed to by attending some of the meetings. Weaknesses, I think sometimes I take things to heart a little bit more than I probably should as a hardened politician. I truly believe that everyone has a passion about what they believe, and I support differences of opinion, even if they may not be necessarily what I believe in, but I think that everybody has the right to their opinion and the respect to have me listen to that and take it into consideration when I do make a decision that affects a lot of people.
I know the county board recent years has had kind of a problem with fighting amongst themselves or public bickering. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned with that at all?
I think when you become a part of a board, you become part of a family, and the duty of the board is to run the business of the county, not to air personal differences. And I would expect that those can be kept on the down low and, you know, realize that you're there to do business, not to give each other a hard time about things that you do or don't agree with. I think if it's functional things that maybe there's been an error in judgment by somebody or an error in protocol for meeting whatever the function is, maybe that's something that should be discussed.
So how do you view the county's current spending priorities? Need to readjust them?
I guess readjustment is difficult because it's kind of, you know, between the property taxes and the different governmental agencies that contribute to the county coffers. Some things are mandated. I think it's important to use common sense in any decision-making process, and that particularly it comes to light with money, and especially when it affects us as taxpayers on a daily basis. Sometimes people don't understand that maybe you have to make decisions based on need, and maybe the need in your area doesn't supersede the need in someone else's area. And because the county's so large, you have to look at it as a whole rather than little increments throughout our system. But I hope that I can be a part of the decision process that will fairly address all the different areas of the county and not just focus on maybe some that are more densely populated.
All right. So over the past 20 years, the county has been gradually cutting its workforce.
Mm-hmm.
In turn, putting a greater workload on these employees.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you would favor continuing that trend, cutting the workforce, or...
Well, I guess there again, whatever makes common sense, and I guess if there are job positions that can be consolidated effectively without overloading the person who is doing that job, then that makes sense to do so. Being a small business owner for many years, managing a home, managing a budget, everybody is faced with the decision of what's the best practical way to spend the money and still stay afloat. The county is a large, large business, and if that's what makes it viable, then I guess some of those decisions need to be addressed. Okay. You can't across the board just say, you know, let's just cut 10 positions off this board just because we feel like it. It has to be practical for whatever the job position entails.
Okay. Always the big question up here is on copper nickel mining.
Mm-hmm.
And although the county commissioner doesn't really have direct decision-making authority over that issue,
mm-hmm.
how do you stand on copper nickel mining, or under what circumstances would you be okay with it going through?
I support copper nickel mining. I think that the Polymet project that's in development right now is approaching it with a cautious consideration for the environmental issues that people are bringing up. I grew up in a copper nickel family. I mean, that's what my dad did for a living. He was a metallurgical engineer.
Okay.
So his input, which I use all the time, especially when this has been such a volatile issue in this area, you know, I use his education and his background. I just believe that it can be done safely and in an environmentally conscientious way. I would never say I would weaken any standards. If the EIS requirement by a governmental body is showing that it's effective, then I think that is what should be acceptable at this point.